Jackson, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Some 12 hours before the Venus takeoff, Professor Vernon disappears. As the blackness of night descends over the Death Valley station, Rocky finds him in an underground cellar. Convinced that whoever kidnapped the professor is bent on destroying the Blue Streak, Rocky and Mitch race for the ship. There in the airlock chamber, they see a small, human-like robot. Suddenly, the lights go off. In the eerie darkness of the small room, the robot walks toward them.
I'll grab it when it's close, Mitch. Got you! Hang on to it, fella.
Yeah, I will. Oh, Mitch!
Rocky, where are you? Look out, that robot's still around. Oh, but... Oh, gee, I bumped my head at the cupboard. Hey, Rocky, answer me, will you? Hey, I gotta find a light switch. It's over here someplace. What's gonna have happened to Rocky? Hey, that robot has got him. Oh, where's the switch? Oh, here we are. Now when I... Say, Rocky, get out to it. Come on, pal, wake up, will you? Wake up, we gotta get out of this, Rocky.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Oh, what hit me?
Yeah, you tell me and we'll both know.
Oh, I remember grabbing that robot and then a terrific pain shot right through
me. Hey, Mitch, Rocky, there's a lift. What? The robot's escaping. We'll have to stop it.
No, we can't now, Mitch.
Oh, look, Rocky, we'll have to.
No,
come on.
No, Mitch, no, stay here.
Well, you want to get that thing, don't you?
We will later on.
Okay.
Give me a hand to get up, will you?
Right, here.
Up. Oh, boy.
Hey, you better relax. Take it easy, Rocky. You're looking awful gray.
Oh, I'll be all right in a minute.
Say, you know, that robot thing must have given off an electric shock when you touched it.
I don't know, but whatever it was, it certainly knocked me.
Yeah. Well, where do we go from here?
I don't know. We better take a wander around the chamber in the control cabin.
Ah, for gosh sakes, why? Why don't we go after that robot?
Mitch, it wasn't here for fun. That's a certainty. We're sent here to do a job.
Okay. What kind of job?
Well, I just can't answer that yet.
Oh, look, Rocky, this whole thing's getting screwier every minute.
Listen, that thing was here to wreck this ship.
You mean it's left the time bomb around?
Well, it could have.
Well, let's get out of here.
No, wait a minute.
Why?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time bomb put on the Blue Streak.
Yeah, well, the thing certainly happened fast. First the professor kidnapped, and now this. Hey, Sam, I wonder who he is.
Oh, listen, come on, stop talking, Mitch. Let's stop talking and look around and see if you can find anything anyplace.
My dear, there's nothing wrong with me.
You're all nervy and shaken, isn't he, Yan?
Now, don't you agree with her?
As a matter of fact, Professor, I did not intend to. I think you look remarkably well after your experience.
Yes, and I feel well, too.
You're still staying in bed.
Oh, and you're as bad as that doctor. Oh,
Daddy, dear, have sense. You must be tired out.
Not a bit of it. I've been asleep for nearly 12 hours. I'm full of beans.
You can't be. You are chloroformed and your shoulders are all bruised.
And Vernon, I'm your father.
All right. I give in. Go on, get up if you want to.
I will, too. The Blue Streak leaves on schedule.
Professor, why not rest for a few more minutes while you explain what really happened?
Well, we've only a few hours to take off, Jan.
That can be delayed a few minutes without any ill effects to anyone.
Oh, very well, then. Not that there's much to tell, mind you.
Where did you go after you left us at breakfast?
Well, as I told Captain Clark, I set out for Rocky's room. I remember distinctly walking through the machine tool shop.
Did you not hear or see your attacker?
Hmm? No, I didn't.
Hmm. That is rather strange.
Hmm? Well, Captain Clark said the same thing. He thinks I must have forgotten, but I haven't. I was walking through the machine shop when something heavy fell across my shoulders. It knocked me flat on the ground.
What was it?
I had no idea that. I thought at first it had fallen from the rafters, and then when I tried to get up, this thing appeared to push me down. Then I saw a white cloth. And the next second it was pressed over my mouth and nose. It had a sweet, sickly smell. I tried to pull it away, but before I could, there was a terrific explosion, and I remember nothing more until I woke up here.
Oh, Daddy, Who can have done this?
I wish I knew. They pay for their work.
It is most regrettable that this should happen now.
Tell me, who found me, by the way?
Rocky.
Rocky? Where is he? I'd like to thank him.
Well, a few seconds after he located you in that cellar, he dashed off to the Blue Streak.
When was this, Anne?
Let me see. Oh, must have been 15 minutes ago.
Oh, I see.
Blue Streak, well, what did he go there for?
Well, you see, he has some idea that your disappearance is part of a plan to smash the Blue Streak.
Professor, would you excuse me?
Yes, of course.
I have some work to do.
I'll come with you, Jan.
No, stay with your father, my dear.
He really should rest.
I would rather you did not come with me, Anne.
Oh, very well.
Oh, Anne, forgive my being so abrupt. However, I must finish this work alone. Goodbye, Professor.
Jan's in a hurry?
Yes.
Well, it's not like him to be so snappy. His work must be important for him to rush off in that manner.
Yes, it must be.
Well, it might be something to do with the Blue Streak, of course.
I think I'll wander down to the ship and see if Rocky and Mitch are still there.
We're on a wild goose chase, pal. We've been over the control cabin again and again, and there was nothing there.
Well, what? That robot wasn't in the ship for nothing.
Okay. Well, what was it doing?
I don't know.
Oh, Lucky, let's give it away.
Come on now, let's keep looking.
Now, how much longer do we have to scratch around this airlock chamber like a couple of fowls?
Now, listen, get on with it and stop your grumbling.
Well, from the way you've been talking, you think that robot had a brain.
Well, it has, sort of.
Huh?
Yeah, I believe that thing will do exactly as it's instructed.
Well, the only work we saw it do was to turn off the lights. Couldn't have done anything else. There's not even a speck of dust out of place in the ship.
Wait a second, Mitch.
Sure, help yourself. I'll wait a couple of years. I got nothing else to do.
Oh, yes, you have.
Hey?
Come on, look behind the switchboard.
Look, I have three times already, and... Say, what's that?
A bomb, I should say. Cleverly hidden away behind this plug.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky, is that a ticking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, cut off my right leg and call me lefty. It's a time bomb. Let's get out of here.
Well, we can't go yet.
Yeah, but that thing will go off.
And blow up the Blue Streak unless we prevent it.
Well, we can't help it, Rocky. I say the best thing for us to do is to be on the outside
We've
of
it. We've
got
to get this bomb out of here and away from the ship, Mitch. Now, it won't take a second to prise off that plug.
You mind if I leave?
Wait a minute. Got it. Now, come on, bring up the lift and we'll rush it down to the ground. Well, come on, Mitch, don't stand there. Get the lift.
Rocky, Mitch, don't fool around.
Will you get the lift?
I've got something to tell you.
Huh?
Look in the doorway. Look in the doorway with the gun.
Kabah.
Extra service, gentlemen.
I didn't hear the elevator.
I climbed the steel ladder on the gantry.
That explains how you sneaked up on it.
Is this a social visit?
I do not pay social calls with a gun in my hand.
Oh.
Kabah, look, I'm awfully sorry we can't stop the talk for a week.
Do not move.
Hey, look, Rocky found a time bomb behind that switchboard, and it's liable to go bang, bang any
yes,
minute.
Yes, it will.
Well, I ain't staying around with it. I don't know if it's passed around the walls.
That bomb will not explode just yet. I know.
You ought to. Your robot put it there.
Well, you were right all the time, Rocky.
He was.
And I thought it was Gregor who was at the bottom of all our troubles.
Who are you, Kabah?
That is my secret.
Well, tickle my tonsils. Look, that bomb
will
is going to...
explode in 6 minutes, Mitch. And you too with it.
How do you intend to escape?
I will manage.
Ah, we might have something to say about that.
You cannot prevent it. In a minute or two, I shall put a bullet in your legs and close the cabin door. That should keep you both here.
Oh, you cold-blooded swine. And stop your giggling. It gives me the collywobble.
Kabah, seeing that we're to die, surely you can tell us who you are and why you're so intent on destroying the Blue Streak.
Gregor asked me that question, too.
Were you connected with him?
I used him, yes. I am not from his country, though. However, my story can be of no interest to you. I am quite sorry to have to do this. Yes, it has to be.
Hey, say, this is America. You can't shoot people whenever you feel like it.
Besides, Anne wouldn't stand for it. Would you, Anne?
Anne, she's...
Oh, he fell for it, Rocky.
Out of the way, Mitch. He still has that gun, and I...
I'm quite sorry to have to do this. Yes, it has to be.
Hey, say, this is America. You can't shoot people whenever you feel like it.
Besides, Anne wouldn't stand for it. Would you, Anne?
Anne, she...
Oh, he fell for it, Rocky.
Out of the way, Mitch. He still has that gun,
and I will...
And I will use it. Drop it. Let it go, Kabah. Get hold of it, Mitch.
I got it, pal. I got it. Hey, let me show it.
Leave this to me, Mitch. Kabah needs a lesson.
You cannot break away from me, Rocky.
Well, we'll see.
Here, now catch this.
I'll cover him, Rocky. I got him.
Now, put away that gun, Mitch.
Oh, gee.
Put it away. We're going to fight this out on the old-fashioned way. All right, come on, Cabot. Up on your feet. You haven't had enough yet.
Not nearly enough.
Look out, Rocky. He's got a knife.
You would, eh?
Rocky, your arm.
Soon he will feel it in the face.
Oh, let me give it to him, boss.
No, Mitch. No, he's mine. Now, come on, Cabot.
I am coming.
I'll teach you to use a knife. All right. Come on, Cabot, get up. Come on, get up, or I'll grab you by the hair.
Take it easy, Rocky. He's had enough, I think.
Hey.
He's out.
All right. Perhaps he has had enough.
Rocky. Jan, what's going on?
Oh, hello, Ann.
Have you and Jan been fighting again?
Yes, it's... Well, I'm glad you came when you did.
Oh, don't speak to me. Jan, are you all right?
Yes, Ann. Quite.
Oh, then, come on, Cabot. Stand up. You're going to tell us your story.
I will do. Nothing of the sort.
You'll start talking and talking fast, otherwise I'll belt it out of you. Now, come on, who are you and what's your game?
Very well. I will tell you everything.
With blood trickling from the corner of his mouth, Jan climbs slowly to his feet. His left eye is swollen. He stares narrowly at Rocky for a moment and then begins to unfold a fantastic story that fills his listeners with amazement. Who is and whence comes Jan Cabar? You will learn in the next thrilling chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.